tell me something about the hornet, the way he makes his nest and the way he looks?
Oh, the hornet makes his nest up in a tree, and it's out of a paper-like material, and it's cone-shaped, and it's usually pretty big. I'd say about the size of your head. And they go in and out from the bottom of the nest, and they sting. And that's about all I know about the hornet.
Well, there's another kind of insect that stings that builds small paper nests, and they're often on the side of a house. And there's more than one kind of them. What do you call that?
That's another kind of, that's a wasp. He's a little yellow, small thing. And he builds little cone-shaped nests.
There's a particular kind of wasp that builds his nest out of mud. What do you call them?
A dirt dauber.
Have you ever seen any of those?
Yes, I've got a lot of dirt dauber nests in my basement.
And there's another kind of bug, the kind, or insect rather, that build nests in the ground, and they swarm over you when you come around.
That's a yellow jacket.
Does he build his nest only in the ground?
As far as I know.
And then there's another insect that flies around at night, and it bites, and sometimes they carry malaria.
That's mosquitoes.
And another small insect that burrows in your skin, and it raises a welt.
Yeah, that's a chigger. You get that when you go berry picking, or out in the, sit in the grass, or places like that.
What's the best way to treat a chigger bite?
Put alcohol on it, or campophonic is my standby for any kind of insect bite.
Do you think since the little chigger burrows in your skin that it is a more itchy kind of a bite than the other insect bites?
Well, some of those other insect bites swell you real bad, but the chigger bite just makes a big welt, but it itches terrible. And I've heard that if you'd use nail polish and put nail polish on the chigger, that it would kill it.
What are the insects where some of them are green and some are brown and they hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard people call them hoppergrass?
No.
It's a small fish used for bait.
Minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Ooh, spider webs.
You ever referred to them as a cobweb?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the part of a tree underneath the ground? They're called the...
trunk.
But the part of the trunk that grows down under the ground?
The roots.
What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple tree.
And you would call it a...
maple grove?
No. If you're going to make something sweet from this maple tree, you might refer to it as a what kind of maple?
Sugar maple.
What do you call the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar?
Well, that would be called a grove,
a
maple grove.
All right, and then there's a kind of tree that has broad leaves which are shed all at one time and with bark that peels and then little knobs or balls and with tough wood used for chopping blocks. What kind of a tree would that be?
A sycamore.